From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This year, the Jewish High Holy Days find some Christians in an intense battle for the hearts and minds of Jews. Over the past month, volunteers for the evangelical Christian group Jews for Jesus have been all over the streets of Washington with leaflets and the hope of converting Jews. It's part of a larger five-year nationwide campaign called Behold Your God. Meantime, another Christian group is trying a new approach, suggesting that Jews can remain Jews and still follow Jesus. That's a position most Jews reject. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has the story.
Hey, folks, how about something to read today?
No, thanks.
No? How about you? Ma'am, how about something to read today?
As the lunchtime crowd rushes past 17th and I Street in downtown Washington, people are confronted, politely, by a man with a fistful of pamphlets. His yellow T-shirt says it all, Jews for Jesus. Lon Solomon, raised a conservative Jew and now head of the 10,000-member McLean Bible Church, says he and the 600 other volunteers have one goal.
All we're trying to do is to say to Jewish people, let us at least tell you about the Messiah, what the Bible has to say, then you make your own decision.
Simple in theory, dicey in execution.
In New York, where I've done this a lot, I've actually been hit, knocked down, spit on. I haven't been hit here in Washington yet, but by the time it's over, I might be.
Not quite, but almost. 2 hours into his pamphleting, a tall man storms up to Solomon. Jim Weiner towers over the pastor by at least a foot, jabbing his finger with barely concealed rage at a theology that condemns non-Christians to hell.
Do you understand the impact of your words? Do you understand the injustice of your beliefs? Do you understand how non-Jewish that belief is?
Weiner did not accept a leaflet, and although statistically Jewish conversions to Christianity are fairly rare, the mere effort to convert infuriates Jews.
The Jewish community sees this for what it is.
Mark Powers is the American director of Magen, which means shield in Hebrew, a Jewish group that counters Christian missionary efforts.
That this is a direct attack on our very existence, that it's something that we're not going to take lightly, that we're going to oppose with every fiber of our being, that we're going to fight it tooth and nail. Because they're talking about taking somebody who is Jewish and turning them into something else.
That is a Christian Jew, which most Jews consider a contradiction in terms. Bert Siegel of the Jewish Community Relations Council in Greater Philadelphia says becoming a Christian puts a person beyond the bounds of Judaism. Christianity believes the Messiah has come in the form of Jesus, he says. Jews are still waiting for the Messiah.
Jews do not believe in salvation through Jesus Christ. And while Jews may admire the teachings of Jesus, their lives are not informed by the teachings of Jesus. If they were, they'd be Christian. They wouldn't be Jewish any longer.
Siegel and others say at least Jews for Jesus is overt about what they're doing, persuading Jews to leave the synagogue and directing them toward the local Christian church. What is more disturbing for Jews, he says, is the kind of evangelism brewing in Philadelphia, a more subtle evangelism with a soft-spoken man at its center.
My name is Andrew Sparks. I'm the spiritual leader of Congregation Avodat Yisrael.
Andrew Sparks chooses words carefully, and indeed his life is a sort of demilitarized zone between Judaism and Christianity. He says he has a Jewish background, but he believes Jesus is the Messiah. Sparks is an ordained Presbyterian minister. He leads a Presbyterian church, but that church goes by a Hebrew name that means in the service of Israel. He does not talk of salvation through Jesus, standard Christian doctrine, but he says his calling is to help Jews find Jesus, or Yeshua.
There's a great need for this type of community in the greater Philadelphia area.
The Philadelphia area has the fourth largest concentration of Jews in the nation, so Sparks is targeting Jews who are not connected with a synagogue, about 60%, and the nearly 50% of Jews today who marry Gentiles.
In many of these families, one spouse is Christian and one spouse is Jewish, and some of them end up in traditional churches or in traditional synagogues, yet some of them want to explore our type of community as a spiritual option for them.
3 years ago, Sparks approached the Philadelphia leaders of the Presbyterian Church USA and proposed setting up a Messianic Jewish congregation. Now, Messianic Jewish congregations are not new. There are more than 400 in the United States. What made this one different is that a non-evangelical, so-called mainline denomination, would sponsor it. The new church committee had funded churches for Ghanaians, Pakistanis, Chinese, and after some trepidation, approved the money to open Avodat Israel.
I thought it was an abomination.
Valerie Munson is on the steering committee of Presbyterians Concerned for Jewish-Christian Relations. Munson, a Presbyterian who is married to a Jew, helped launch an effort to rescind the funding, an effort that failed this summer. She says the Presbyterian Church does not try to convert Jews, and as far as the notion that Avodat Israel is just another ethnic church.
Most of us can agree that a bagel is ethnic, but I don't think that a Torah is ethnic. Speaking Yiddish might be ethnic. Using a Hebrew liturgy and speaking Torah Hebrew in a worship service is not.
But for the 24 people worshiping at Avodat Israel on a Saturday morning, this congregation is hardly an abomination. To the uninitiated, this service feels far more Jewish than Presbyterian. And indeed, this church has all the ritual of a synagogue. It even tracks with the order of a Jewish service. The members pray for children of the congregation, who stand under a prayer shawl. Three men preside at the bima, or worship platform, and just behind them sits a 9-foot ark that looks like a wardrobe and contains a Torah scroll. Lay cantor David Selnick, a Jew who began to follow Jesus while in college, says this worship rings true at his core.
I can be free to be a Jew, which is the way God made me. My wife can be a Gentile, which is the way God made her, and God wouldn't have made her a Gentile if he didn't want her to be a Gentile. So we can feel free to be who we are together and enjoy that unity.
I invite you to rise as the ark is opened and we hear first from the Word of God.
Come, let us go up
to the house of the Lord.
The service crescendos when the Ashkenazi Torah scroll, 2 feet tall, is lifted out of the ark. The leaders carry it around the room as worshipers, in a ritual usually found in synagogues, lightly touch the scroll with their programs or prayer books, then put them to their lips.
To hold the Torah in one's hand is an incredible connection back through the thousands of years of Jewish history.
Cantor David Selnick.
But likewise, it's now my turn to carry it, and I have to make this real for me. And this is my relationship with the Torah. This is my relationship with God.
And for him, that means a relationship with Jesus as the Messiah.
Haftarah, Isaiah 54, 1 to 10. Sing, O barren, you who did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud.
Not everyone who comes to this church has accepted Jesus as the Messiah. Kevin Berkowitz, who is delivering one of this day's readings, still hews to the traditional Jewish beliefs of his father, who was president of a synagogue. Berkowitz says he's not sure how Christianity and Judaism can be blended. He's familiar with Christianity since he accompanied his wife, Nancy, to her Presbyterian church for about 8 years. Then 3 years ago, when their daughter was born, the couple put their theological differences aside and began looking for a compromise.
A meeting of the minds, if you will, for the two of us, a place where we could be together and somehow celebrate both faiths, as well as hopefully an opportunity as our daughter grows up to give her an exposure to both faiths.
Like many Jews who crossed the threshold of a Messianic church, Berkowitz felt the heat from his family much more than when he was attending a Gentile church.
I really believe my mother's fear was that church was church and synagogue was synagogue, so that was okay, but now I was here and somehow or another she had a reading in of her own into the Messianic movement that I was being sucked in and I was, you know.
She thought I put a Gentile spell on you. It was quite clear. I mean, no offense, but after all these years of living in peace and harmony, it was nasty.
That suspicion that people will be tricked into Christianity echoes throughout the Jewish community. Mark Powers of the Jewish organization Magen says places like Avodat Israel are dangerous.
We're not talking about making somebody comfortable. We're talking about defrauding somebody. We're talking about bringing somebody into Christianity in a way that they can find it more palatable. But the reality is, it's Christianity nevertheless, and while there's nothing wrong with being Christian, it simply isn't Jewish.
The leaders of Avodat Israel say no one could be confused into thinking the church is a synagogue. They are open about following Jesus or Yeshua and about the fact that they believe the Messiah has come. At the core of this theological fight is a very real fear that Jews are disappearing. According to Jewish identification surveys over the past decade, when a Jew marries a Gentile, their children are more likely than not to be raised outside the Jewish faith. And so Carol Harris Shapiro, a professor at Gratz College and author of a book on Messianic Judaism, says any attempt to draw Jews away from their religion touches a very raw nerve.
Any successful conversion of a Jew to Christianity is seen as a problem. We're a tiny group, something between 2 and 2.5% of the American population. And to lose members of our community to another religion and realize that Judaism stops here is not a positive thing.
David Curry, a Presbyterian minister who oversaw the approval of Avodat Israel, says something has been lost in this theological and cultural debate. He says Avodat Israel has become a symbol invested with people's hopes and fears. But, he says,
these are real people. They believe that they have a legitimate spiritual search, and I think they should be respected, even if what they're doing people disagree with at a very basic level. Let them work out their story.
Which they are, with fear and trembling, Hebrew and English, the Torah and the Gospel, trying to make their way through a theological wilderness. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.